Things have been moving so quickly in the national debate over gay marriage, it's hard to know if anything really has changed. In the courts and state houses across the country, the issue is mostly in limbo. But as early as May, Massachusetts could become the first state to grant marriage licenses to gay couples. Today, we give two people from opposite sides of the issue a chance to share their views. The first is David Troutman, who lives in Philadelphia with his male partner and who wrote this essay about why they would like to get legally married.
After living with my partner, Jesse, for over 16 years, you may wonder why getting married even matters. In our daily life, we're already a married couple in everything but name only. Although we look different than a straight married couple, our lives are bound together the same as husband and wife. We experienced the same, for better or for worse, moments as straight couples. We embraced each other when we bought our first fixer-upper house, and Jesse comforted me when I was rushed to the hospital for emergency eye surgery. But getting married does matter. For one thing, it would eliminate some of the disrespect and discrimination we experience. If we were married, we wouldn't have to spend another frustrating hour arguing with our tax preparer and his three supervisors at tax time. We wouldn't have to deal with the awkwardness of receiving a wedding invitation from a business associate addressed to Jesse and Guest. The person who sent the invitation knew Jesse and I are a committed couple, yet he didn't acknowledge me and added insult to injury by trying to arrange a straight female date for Jesse. If this is not acceptable behavior towards straight married couples, why should it be any different for my partner and I? Perhaps the most important reason I want to get married is so that our nieces and nephews can fully understand what Jesse and I mean to each other. Even though they've seen us together their entire lives, the kids can sometimes be unsure of our place within the extended family. There have been some awkward, yet humorous, moments as they try to understand, such as Jesse's 6-year-old niece asking if we're brothers, or when my 13-year-old nephew asked why we aren't married to each other already. It amazes me that the kids are so open and honest with their observations. During a quiet pause at Thanksgiving dinner, my 7-year-old nephew asked why we never bring our girlfriends to family events. To all of these questions, I tell our nieces and nephews that I live with and I love Jesse just like their parents love each other. Children grasp the basic human emotion of love very easily, and they usually acknowledge that we're not so different. It's really not such a big deal to them, nor should it be, when we have more important things to do with them, like running around the playground or swimming or sharing an ice cream cone. My hope in getting married to Jesse is that we can serve as a positive example of commitment to these kids, and whether they grow up to be straight or gay, that they carry this legacy of love, respect, and dignity into their own marriages, along with the freedom to do so with whomever they choose.
David Troutman lives with his partner, Jesse Walters, in Philadelphia.